Tired of being baffled by healthcare policy? McGuire Woods Consulting presents Complications, Health Policy Unraveled, your solution to the policy puzzle. With our host, Stephanie Kennan, discover the ins and outs of healthcare policy and gain insights crucial for providers and investors. Let's simplify the complex together.
Hello, I'm Stephanie Kennan of McGuire Woods Consulting, and this is Complications, Health Policy Unraveled. Today, we're going to briefly cover some of the outstanding healthcare issues before Congress that may or may not get done before the end of the year. The first issue is PBM reform. It feels like Congress has been talking about PBM reform forever. The president did not mention them in his State of the Union address, though. While the House and Senate committees have been busy on PBM reform, their proposals have yet to make it into any healthcare package. PBM reforms cleared two Senate committees on a bipartisan basis, but major policy disagreements between the House and Senate Republicans in terms of the scope of the changes led those changes to be sidelined. There have been a push within the last two appropriation tranches to have a healthcare package that included PBMs, but this is looking more and more like a lame duck issue. On March 15th, however, a group of bipartisan senators sent a letter to leadership asking them to bring many of the PBM bills to the Senate floor and have a vote as quickly as possible. In addition to the PBM reforms passed by the Senate Finance Committee as part of its Modernizing and Ensuring PBM Accountability Act, such as policies to delink PBM compensation from prescription drug list prices and ban the use of spread pricing in Medicaid, there are also several measures included in the Senate Health Committee's PBM Reform Act, which the committee passed last spring. The House has already been active on PBM reform as well. The second issue is healthcare transparency. Understanding the importance of increasing healthcare price transparency to their constituents and the system as a whole, legislators began taking actions a few years ago. First, they required hospitals in January 2021, and then health insurers and self-funded employers in July 2022 to publicly post lists and include in negotiated prices for an expanding range of services. However, these price lists were only required to be available in machine-readable formats, which rendered them next to useless for the average consumer. But beginning in January 2023, insurers were required to provide consumers with interactive web-based tools. Paper versions are also required to be available that enable them to compare provider-specific prices and receive personalized real-time cost share estimates for 500 specified covered services, including pharmacy services. And in the beginning of January 2024, all services and items were to be included. The House has passed legislation to expand and improve upon the provisions that Congress already passed, but the Senate has not yet acted. There is a bipartisan Senate proposal, the Healthcare Price Transparency Act, but that too is still on the sidelines. The Senate is trying to reconcile their provisions with bipartisan House action with the goal of including it in some final healthcare package. But again, this is looking like it's going to be a lame duck session before these issues come together. Cybersecurity is a new issue that's come to the forefront, although it's always been lurking in the background, because of the issues that happened recently related to Change Health. The first legislation related to cybersecurity has already been introduced to the Senate. It was just introduced as Congress was leaving town for the recess. And that bill is S-4054, introduced by Senator Mark Warner of Virginia, a member of the Senate Finance Committee and co-chair of the Senate Cybersecurity Caucus. His legislation, the Healthcare Cybersecurity Improvement Act, would allow for advanced and accelerated payments to healthcare providers in the event of a cyber incident, as long as they and their vendors meet minimum cybersecurity standards. The Healthcare Cybersecurity Improvement Act would modify the existing Medicare Hospital Accelerated Payment Program and the Medicare Part B Advanced Payment Program by requiring the Secretary to determine if the need for payments results from a cyber incident. If it does, requiring the healthcare provider receiving the payment to meet minimum cybersecurity standards as determined by the Secretary to be eligible. And if a provider's intermediary was the target of the incident, the intermediary must also meet minimum cybersecurity standards as determined by the Secretary for the provider to receive the payment. These provisions would go into effect 2 years after the date of enactment. The American Hospital Association shared new data from a survey of hospitals and health systems describing the significant impact the cyber attack had had on direct patient care, as well as delaying authorizations for medically necessary care and significant serious financial impact on their healthcare systems. In a letter which was sent ahead of a March 14th Senate Finance Committee hearing, on HHS's fiscal year 2025 budget proposal. AHA also commented that any new penalties HHS proposes to implement on hospitals beginning in FY 2029 for not meeting what the administration defines as essential cybersecurity practice should be accompanied by other penalties on vendors. Another issue that has come to the forefront is the price of insulin. You may remember the Inflation Reduction Act, which President Biden signed into law in 2022, lowered the cost of insulin to $35 a month for Medicare patients. But the president in his State of Union address made clear he wants to go much more broadly. So have members of Congress. Several bills have been introduced, and Leader Schumer had actually promised to have a vote earlier in the year. This is an issue of importance to both sides of the aisle. Manufacturers, however, are heeding public opinion and moving to find ways to either cap or provide savings programs to lower the cost of insulin to $35 for commercial patients. Another recent issue has to do with protecting Americans' private health information and other private data from countries we consider foreign adversaries. As you may remember, the president did an executive order on this issue. On March 6th, the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs amended and reported out a bill, S-3558, the Prohibiting Foreign Access to American Genetic Information Act of 2024. It was a bipartisan bill sponsored by Senator Gary Peters of Michigan and Bill Hagerty of Tennessee. While this is not going through the traditional health pathway, it is legislation concerning biotechnology controlled by a foreign adversary. The legislation actually lists names of companies for which federal dollars, either through grants or other financial arrangements like loans, would not be able to go to those companies. There's a companion bill in the House, which has not yet been scheduled for any committee action. Last, both budget and appropriations for fiscal 2025 are issues that have to start moving. The Republican Study Group released their budget proposal for fiscal year 2025, and it calls for raising the eligibility age of Social Security, a major benefit cut, overhauling Medicare into a voucher-like premium support system, which has been floated before, and ultimately an endorsement of the Life at Conception Act, which was already under attack because it would severely restrict not just abortion, but likely in vitro fertilization as well. These issues have already been picked up by the Biden campaign, so you may hear more about them. When it comes to appropriations, the fiscal year 2024 ends at the end of September, just 6 months away, and Congress must either pass 12 appropriations bills again or a continuing resolution before October 1st, or we will have a government shutdown. Yes, it's deja vu all over again, as Yogi Berra once said, but appropriations will have already begun with hearings, so we'll see how fast Congress can move to avoid an October 1 showdown. As these issues move forward, we will keep you updated. Thank you for listening.
That wraps up this episode of Complications, Health Policy Unraveled, presented by McGuire Woods Consulting. We hope you've gained valuable insights into the healthcare policy issues we discussed today. Follow us in your favorite podcast app and never miss a healthcare update by subscribing to host and JD Supra's number one healthcare author, Stephanie Kennan's Washington Healthcare Update at MWCLLC.com. And if you found this podcast valuable, please share it with your colleagues and leave us a review. We always appreciate your feedback. To continue the conversation, send us an email at healthpolicy@mwcllc.com.